prepare for the exciting conclusion where the party fights some money. And then afterward, they're going to be talking to a misogynist. No, I don't mean to each other, to a NPC misogynist. Anywho, let's roll.
These motherfuckers at work, I swear to God.
So you are working!
I just had to check something.
Oh, you're the worst. Alright, go ahead, Harold.
You use the same default.
Yeah, I never changed
that. Don't worry, Harold will save you.
Willie?
No, not really, Harold.
I was kind of going to make that jump, but I'm like, I can't, I just did it.
16?
So thank you.
16 hits.
Nice. 2d8 plus 2. What do the 8s look like? What do 12.
Nice. Good job.
And I go, oh! Alright,
Tom.
Wait, hold on.
Oh.
If the target is a creature?
No.
Okay. I tried.
So Tomlin's confused as to whether or not he should heal. Because he can't really, if he reaches in, he's probably going to get hit. So he's going to try and, he's going to do the same thing, Toll the Dead on those guys, but they didn't get any hit points off, right?
They rolled the wrong dice.
Okay.
Uh-oh. Oh, go ahead. Roll the correct dice then. Did you roll a d12?
No, I was looking at his hit points. It's a 2d4, not a 2d8.
Oh, you son of a bitch.
Yeah.
That's way different.
It's still hit points, so that's fine.
The fours are the pointy ones.
they kind of look like pyramids.
Like two-sided pyramids?
There's lots of different shapes pyramids can take.
There are.
Eight.
Oh, still pretty good.
Yeah, not bad.
It's a tetrahedron. Not a tetrahedron. Stupid. All right, so Toll the Dead. Oh, yeah, you got to roll.
Yeah. Nope.
Okay, here.
So
no, I'm good, thank you.
Sorry, day, baby.
And so 17 points of damage again.
Where in the 70s did
17?
You get that cooler?
Yeah.
So funny story.
Shatters apart.
I went to go meet his
body. That was the way. Good.
And we were going to like this Greek restaurant for dinner. Mm. And it was a BYOB. Mm. So I just picked up some beers, threw them into the cooler. So I'm walking down the street over in Collingswood, anywhere, New Jersey.
Yes.
And which is
that's not how that works.
Which is very progressive. And I'm walking down that street, and all I hear is, "Nice bag, faggot."
Your bag was so gay, the progressive people were like, "Jesus Christ, that guy likes it up the ass."
That's hilarious.
Sometimes gays can
point
out how gay something is.
They're pretty
is.
Cruel, yeah. That's true.
And I was like, "My wife bought it. My wife that I fucked."
Like, no, you don't. You're like, "I know."
Your wife has a penis and is actually a man.
And they fuck you.
How do you know? You know too much about my life.
They can see it twice.
I have 74 dildos at home in a drawer.
74. Working my way up.
You gotta want to get in that 100 club.
Yeah.
Alright, go ahead. Nash.
Tom Hare Nash.
Tom Hare Nash.
Okay, so he's gonna do.
Was he from Led Zeppelin?
He's gonna fire.
He's gonna use fire. No. I can't cast Fireball because that could hit.
That would hurt me.
Anything you do is gonna be.
Yeah, it's gonna hurt.
Potentially
me.
Hitting.
Well, not necessarily. There's things that I can. I could do Shocking Grasp if I walk up to it, right?
I would be shocked if you grasped me.
And he won't get shocked.
No.
No.
Maybe.
No.
Grasp me.
All right, well, stop it. I'm doing it. I'm doing it.
Such strong hands.
Oh.
Nice.
21.
Okay.
So, Shocking Grasp, that's a...
Unnatural 21.
2d8. Unnatural 21. Yeah, there's no natural 21.
You don't know.
So that's 4 points of damage.
Okay. Take that. Croc, your turn.
Do I have any kind of disadvantage because it's swarming me?
Nah.
Okay.
It's just in your butt.
It's in my butt.
Oh, wow.
I didn't get those.
All right. I'm just going to use both attacks now.
What?
Okay. So 14 and... 20?
They both
hit. That, okay.
Unless you have terrible rolls, it probably will do it.
I mean, yeah. Maybe.
Oh, thank God.
Nah, that should be good.
Yeah, it did. I'll say it. Chatters.
It did.
It did.
It did.
Now you're in a room with a bunch of money.
Yay, money.
Ching, 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 ching.
How much money? Are you collecting it all?
Yeah.
Yeah.
500 gold pieces.
Oh my holy god! Snap.
Why are you writing it on your?
But as you're writing it, one of the gold pieces is all not cool looking.
What?
Like it's evil. Like it's evil.
Oh
like,
no! It's is it cursed?
Do, we... do an Arcana check there.
All right, so that's gonna be Nash.
Yeah, not me.
He's got a plus six.
I got a plus zero.
19.
Yeah. So yeah, it's definitely a cursed coin. Somebody gave it to this guy, or it got put in it accidentally, and this is
guys,
probably
it's a cursed coin. Well,
this is probably the thing that caused
all the mayhem.
Yeah.
Burn it.
This is probably the thing that caused all the mayhem.
Can we burn it? Can we melt it?
Try. I'll just do a little.
I have heat metal, which makes things super hot.
Yeah, it doesn't melt them though. Stupid.
It makes it hot.
You can destroy it. Yeah.
It's like real mean.
It's not like you know you some sort
idiot.
Of.
All
right. So
it's not like the One Ring or anything.
Okay. Does it heat up and I see
yeah.
the words
you see
of
black speech on there.
Shit. And how does that go?
Okay. So it's destroyed.
Yeah.
Is it like? Destroyed enough that I could take the gold, or
no? It's like
now it's an evil puppet.
It wasn't actually gold.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Right.
Yeah. I get you.
So nothing else is going to be enchanted in this room, then I assume.
Well, you're at the yeah.
We destroyed
you did the whole thing anyway.
The whole room, yeah,
but
the
we
whole
did.
House
it would have been nice if we found this coin first.
Yeah, right. Like it's a shame it was in the very last spot
yeah.
we looked.
It's always in the last spot.
Yeah, I know.
It is. Cause that, why would you keep looking?
Yeah.
I break the bed.
Oh my god. Mary, it's perfect, I guess.
I mean, why would you? We could have just rested.
Somebody comes back,
free.
Oh, finally, my house is better. Oh, come on.
Not someone, you know the guy.
Your bed
talk
came
to
life.
I forget his name.
Good, because I do too.
Yeah.
It's John.
John.
It's always John.
Isn't Orlean? Is it Orlean Hobble?
Orlean?
I'm sure that's not it.
That's
it. Okay, Arlene.
Orlean? I'm a man.
I'm a man!
A working man.
Did you ever see that clip of that college football coach where like he's getting real annoyed with the reporters? And he's like, yeah, talk to me like that. I'm a man. I'm 40.
Like, no,
what?
Amazing.
Right.
It's the best. So on my birthday, I was sending that as a thank you to people. That's good.
Yeah. So, you...
We did it!
You did it. What are you going to do?
That's the whole campaign.
You did
bye.
It.
Yay.
Everything's fine now.
Okay, great.
What was with those gems?
Don't worry about it. This is like Lost.
It's fine. Dude, we don't wrap anything up.
No.
It's not purgatory.
The polar bear? Who cares?
But it is purgatory.
Yeah. It was the easiest way to get out of all the plot holes.
All right, so you leave the house, I assume?
We leave the house.
Yeah.
Oh, potential spam.
We're going to... So Tomlin's just going to take it because it's easier to split it up later, the 500 gold.
Oh, yeah, that sounds...
He's the most honest. He's lawful good. He's the most honest person in this fucking
that's
party.
True.
You always have the clerk to track the stuff.
Would have just pocketed it and been like, go ahead, take it. Actually,
yeah, so I have party gold, we have a silver frame worth 250 gold pieces, 1,000 gold pieces, and now another 500.
You got a lot of money.
Yeah, buddy.
Lots of money.
Well, good. You haven't reached all the... You didn't go to all the shops yet.
We're not done in this house.
Shopping spree.
Do a fucking top-to-bottom search and grab anything
we were searching
can.
We were
searching as we went.
Did we find anything?
There wasn't much in there.
God damn it. It's a magic shop. There's not fucking anything in here?
I mean, most of the stuff was...
I'm gonna burn it down.
Oh my god. You found a hell lot of gold. And you did find a few other
items. This top hat has a lot of bunnies in it.
I think there was other items in the gold, like there other shit you found as you were walking through.
Okay. So we,
yeah, you found 1,000 gold.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a pretty good haul.
All right, so we're,
Well, not only did we find, we didn't find 1,000 gold, we killed
did you? They're going to be like, he's going to be, I hope you found my gold. It's going to help me rebuild.
No,
it was all enchanted.
The guy comes, I mean, he's waiting for you, right?
Yeah.
Your bed came to life.
Yeah. I know.
Cheryl almost killed us.
I know. Yeah, I know. That's why they were going to burn my house, my whole thing down.
Yeah, sorry, we burned a little bit of it.
Gold came to life.
I saw that through the window.
It was kind of an accident.
What's amazing is he did see it through the window. He saw him light a fire and everyone go, why are you lighting his blades up?
We don't have to do that.
We had no choice.
He's outside. He's like,
the building is worth more than all the stuff I had in it, right? It was worth whatever you guys got.
That's great.
That's our payment. Got any other stuff? Because I can light another fire.
Oh my god.
Are you
Oh, so we're that kind of crew.
I'm still a wolf.
Nash kind of is.
Just but. FYI.
Look, I have one more thing. I have my Mug Club membership for the Red Horn Inn. What you guys can have?
Oh, Mug Club membership.
Yeah, I want that.
Here you go. Here you go, Harold.
Nice.
Hey, are you still a wolf?
Yeah.
You're a wolf, I could. And your butt.
That's where wolves keep things.
It clinches, holds it in tight.
It's in your prison purse, if you will.
Just kind of brings it in.
You push it far enough in, it just sucks it in.
So,
he transformed into a wolf, but he transforms backwards, so his head is actually at his butt.
That's weird.
He's like cat dog.
I assume it's not like an American Werewolf in London transformation. God, that would be horrifying. When he transforms, it's just like,
your magic's the worst.
Still to this day, that's the best.
It is
werewolf transformation of all time.
100%.
The ones in Underworld.
No,
they're okay.
It was pretty good.
Yeah, but they're like your typical like CG kind of sucked back then. Yeah.
Have you seen the American Werewolf?
It's all practical and it's insane. It was like
it's really
all practical.
Really
yeah,
good. Yeah.
You gotta watch it. You're like, wow, this holds up like surprisingly well for a movie back in like what the 70s.
Yeah, practical effects.
The hand was horrifying.
Oh yeah, that's like. Now the mouth for it, like,
yeah,
starts that was cracking through. It's like, oh my god.
Anyway,
werewolves look like they hurt.
There's basically like you guys kind of looked around the town. Did you guys go to the Gulp's potion shop?
I
feel like we did.
We didn't go there. We knew of it.
Okay,
we were going there. This guy's name is. Was Gizzlecum or something.
Gizzlecum. Good old Mr. Gizzlecum.
Same as... You're the guys with the coming.
You should change your surname.
Gizzle and nothing.
But he had the same last name as the guy who owns the potion shops. I don't think it was Gizzlecum.
Fizzwizzle? Gold top.
Yeah, that's it.
The Gizzlecum family is pretty strong in this town.
So you do see the sign for the Red Horn Inn.
I love it. Wow! Yeah. Look, that's AI. Yeah.
Better than you could do.
I poop out my Red Horn, pass, whatever that was.
Oh, but well, across the street you see Culp's Potion Shop, so you can go to the Red Horn Inn, which presumably you'd be getting a room for the night.
Yeah, I don't.
Or you can go to the Potion Shop first.
Do I need potions? What do I got?
I don't need any potions.
You know. Being a former resident and being a gnome yourself, that he probably has some bullshit potions too, like
fake ones.
Not fake ones, like not just healing or whatever, but like the whole town likes to mess with magic and build stuff.
Oh, right. So
right?
He's got some that aren't in the regular manual.
Mm-hmm.
Not honest ones.
I don't have potions. I should get some potions.
I mean, they're expensive.
Do they have any?
The reason we don't have them is because we're level 5.
Well, we just got 500 gold.
Yeah.
But that's for the party.
We want. That's for the party. That's the party's gold.
Also, you know that Mutie's shop
so
has.
Should we buy some potions for the party?
Has
okay,
some of those,
comrade.
Has some of those cool barrels.
Spread it around.
Remember?
The what?
The barrels.
Yeah, I want that. Well, the one was 1,500 gold, so.
You want that? Shouldn't the party want that?
You know, I miss everything. That
you
might help.
Barrel of silence, and you just do fire silent bullets.
Ooh,
no,
that's 800 gold.
I like my bullets.
I like to hear the sound of my bullets.
I like screaming.
Like
I like my
women. Yeah, but you take it, and then you go up on a hill, and you shoot the people pumping their gas.
Ah, yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
they can't hear you.
Yeah,
that's true.
I'm sorry. What? When are we all on board?
After 9/11, remember the guy that was shooting from his van?
Yeah.
People pumping their gas in D.C.
Was that after?
It was out the little the keyhole.
There's a bunch of fun
right?
stuff.
And he popped the keyhole out of the D.C.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it was the anthrax, the shoe bomber.
Good times.
Right? A whole bunch of
good
stuff
times.
Happened.
Good
the
times.
D.C. sniper is what he was referred to.
That's what I just said.
It is what he
the fuck up.
Oh, D.C. Oh, anywhere.
D.C. anywhere, USA.
I don't think we have to do that.
We're not protecting anyone in D.C.
Definitely not the president.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Anyway,
leave. You want the barrel of precision.
Yes, that's the one I want.
Oh, you put 100 gold away.
Yeah.
On it already, yeah. So you're only 1,400 more to go.
I don't have 1,400. Hey, Tom?
We could probably scrounge together 1,400 gold pieces.
No,
probably.
I'm not gonna, but we could.
It doesn't add damage, but it adds +2 to attack rolls.
Right.
Yeah, who's that for? Nash, the dude that shot me? Eat shit.
Well, I mean, don't you want his precision to be better if he shot
you? It would be nice if he hit fucking anything.
There you go. Wait, how much experience do we get for that?
I want experience.
I want my experience.
I want experience.
Experience!
Too bad. You asked too late.
I've got this as an experience-based...
It's like when you take your hand off a piece in certain games and you can't touch it again.
Only 300.
For the whole fucking thing?
Total?
No, I give you as we go
along. We cleared out a house!
Yeah. For that last one, it's...
Oh, no, he did give us experience as we were going through with him. I mean, yeah, give us more.
Those were... They had, like, no hit points. Yeah.
That's true. They
just hit hard.
Can you make it at least divisible by 4?
No. Just tell me what
300,
number.
Sure.
3,600? God damn it!
We do 320. 320.
What number are we at? You do the math.
It is... So
80.
First off, 300 is divisible by 4.
Yeah, but it's not easy.
Oh shit, it is. You fucking idiot.
It's not easily divisible
by
4.
You dumb bitch!
28 and
75!
It's an even number.
Fine. 75. Shut up!
You're making us look stupid!
It's like your infrastructure, guys, I guess.
So dismissive, I love it.
Motherfucker. Alright, so we're at 866.
The other day, so I'm asking for that, you know, Git Kraken?
Git Kraken.
Right, it's like a Git client, and it just makes a bunch of shit super easy because it's GUI-based.
Okay.
So, GUI. I asked him for a license, and the next day I follow up, of course, because I'm annoying. And he's like, I'm trying to decide if we need it. And I'm like, we? Manager? You don't need shit.
No, I would use it, but I was also...
For what? Stay out of my repos.
Oh my god.
I mean, I do stuff.
I'm taking away your permissions.
I'll kill you.
This is getting heated.
I'm taking away your livelihood.
Oh my god.
Oh my god, dude. What the fuck? That's a major escalation.
I was going to say, wow.
You're going to take away his butthole?
That's how he makes it.
I'm going to sew your mouth shut.
Your butt mouth.
Ooh, put it in my butt mouth.
I don't want to.
That's the sexiest thing anyone's ever said.
I'll give you a butt blowjob.
Please, guys. A lot of people are on this team squad.
This all hands meeting's gone downhill.
So whoever's saying butt blowjob, could you put yourself on mute?
I will not.
Yeah, you will tell me what to do.
No, this is where I advertise.
It's 2025.
Some people sell Girl Scout cookies, I sell butt blowjobs.
I like to put my tendrils out there.
Anyway, do you want to go in the push chat?
Sure.
Alright. Golparik Fizzwizzle is in there. Right. It's getting late, though. He's like, hey!
Hey, guys!
Gonna be closing soon!
Yeah, you're getting pretty late!
Hey, how you doing there, Gold Hover?
Call me Gulp.
Gulp. Hey, Gulp.
Hey!
You remember me?
Oh.
Oh, he sounded real disappointed.
Hey.
I thought we were cool, right?
Cool. No, it's fine. Yeah.
It's fine.
Can I get a discount?
Beauty knows you're back, right?
Yeah, yep.
Okay.
Can I get a discount since we're old friends?
A discount?
Yeah.
This is a specialty shop.
I know.
Oh, discount specialty items. Oh, whatever kind!
What about discounts on the non-specialty items?
Maybe, we'll see.
Okay, cool. So yeah, we look around.
He just shakes his head no at you.
Maybe.
Yeah, there's probably lots of these.
What kind of potions you got there, Gizzle Cup?
Oh, we got a lot of the normal stuff. Your potions of healing, you know, potion of invisibility, stuff like that. But I've been working on a bunch of stuff.
People love it. Do they?
They're gonna love it.
Okay, what you got?
I have a... The fuck was that?
There's geese around here, I guess.
I got a potion of portable campfire.
Okay.
You drink it and a tiny magical campfire appears at your feet for 10 minutes, harmlessly burning even in wet or windy conditions.
Gulp, I don't want to rain on your parade, but that's the dumbest fucking thing I've ever heard of.
No, we can finally start the Midnight Society.
That one's more for women.
Because they can't start a fire?
Because they can't start fires. Yeah, they're bad at it.
Wow. What, you? I didn't know you were so sexist.
I hate women.
Oh, my God.
That's my defining characteristic.
All right.
I'm glad we uncovered that character trait of him.
This next potion you drink it, your wife shuts the fuck up.
Well, I will take all you have.
It's sold out. I can't keep it in stock.
I literally can't make it fast enough.
I got this other one. This one's a little bit more useful, I think. Okay. For adventurers like you, I could tell. You're very well equipped.
Why, thank you.
He means your penis.
Oh, why, thank you, good sir.
He's a turtle.
Yeah, I probably have an enormous turtle penis. No.
It's, it's hiding in there.
You have a cloaca.
That's true.
I'm a
grower, not a shower.
This is a potion of reverse gravity. For 1 minute, your gravity is reversed. You float upward at the speed of 10 feet per round, stopping when you hit a solid surface.
Wouldn't it be 9.81 meters per second squared?
Nope, this is magic.
It's the speed force.
So if you're not in a building, though, you could just fucking float.
Yeah, you gotta be careful.
Okay.
Cliff's pooping, isn't he?
Probably.
Oh, yeah, there he is.
Oh my God, he better stop pooping.
He found his balloon.
Did you wash your hands?
Yes.
Okay. And then he goes...
Yeah, of course, I'll be right back.
There's poop all over him.
It's my poop, I made that.
I have a potion of glittering sparkles. You might like this one.
Yeah, this is great for you, my friend.
For 1 minute, every step you take leaves a glittering, sparkling trail. If you are attacked by a melee weapon... The attacker must succeed on a dexterity saving throw or be blinded until the end of their next turn.
You should get that, it'll go with your cooler.
So wait, it's like a glitter bomb.
It's like a glitter bomb in their face if they try to hit you, yeah.
Huh. Neat. You would like that, right?
Why am I gay themed tonight?
We've established that's what's happening.
You're the only elf.
Harold's not gay. I think.
Yeah.
This one I've been working on, it still has a side effect. So, this is called the Potion of Temporal Acceleration. For one round, you get to move at double your speed. But then afterward, your speed's halved.
Oh, that's not...
So, it's basically like a haste potion.
It's like, yeah, it's basically like...
It's a lame haste potion.
It's, yeah, but you know, if you need to get somewhere fast, you could chug it and get there. You never know.
Okay.
Yeah, it's 50 gold. Sure. This one's not expensive. It's only 25.
Okay.
It's the Potion of Instant Beard Growing. Some gnomes want beards. It's getting them to be a style. But we can't grow them well.
Yes.
It's only 25.
I like my
The beard lasts 24 hours, though.
I got a mutton chops. I got a mutton chop. Stick with those.
Would that grow out your mutton chops more, or would it grow a full beard?
I don't want a beard. I don't want a beard.
It's a full, luxurious beard.
I don't want a luxurious full beard. I like my mutton chops.
Yeah, tell me more.
Wait,
stop. You want to be a turtle... with a fucking beard. That'll look
it's
weird
good
as
for
shit.
Disguises.
It would. Yeah, people would be like, who's that fella?
who's that giant?
Who's that turtle?
Shelled turtle.
I mean, I've seen the Ninja Turtles. They just wear a hat and a trench coat and nobody knows who they are.
Have no idea.
Imagine if they had beards, too.
Jesus Christ.
They would just disappear.
Only 25 gold pieces.
I will take one.
All right. Potion of Instant Beard.
Why?
I'm glad I stayed open.
Why?
And then end early to masturbate.
Did that during lunch. I usually do that.
I have pictures of men hitting women.
Oh my God!
I masturbate too.
Jesus Christ, Gulp.
I get it.
You weren't here. I hate women.
Yeah, that's his character. Character.
That's his thing. Yeah, yeah. Oh, good for you, man.
Everyone's gotta have a thing.
I mean, not like that.
Mine's bestiality.
Oh my God! I mean, that makes sense because you're a druid and gay.
He likes being a wolf.
I'm not gay, but I will fuck a wolf.
A male wolf.
I mean, look, if you're going to do bestiality, fucking a wolf is... I mean, at least you're going
it's risky.
Hard. Yeah,
it's risky.
Yeah, you're going...
You're not fucking a chicken or something, right?
I'd make fun of him, but he fucks wolves.
I don't really want to mess with a guy that fucks wolves. I feel like he's dangerous.
Like, there's bestiality. Then there's like, all right, I guess you earned it, right? Like,
you can pin down a wolf and fuck it.
It's gross, but badass.
You know, when sparrows have sex, they explode.
Sparrows?
At least when I
fuck them.
Yeah, there it is. That's the old one. You stupid piece of shit.
Oh, my God.
Here's one.
So
50 gold pieces.
I didn't mean it.
Potion of sticky hands.
I don't like that.
For 1 minute, your hands exude a sticky substance that give you advantage on strength, athletic checks to climb, and checks to grapple.
So it's like Spider-Man.
Yeah, he was going to close the...
You will, however, fail sleight of hand checks during this time.
Because it's not sleight.
Yeah.
The opposite.
You go in to grab, you accidentally hit their pants. Just pull their pants up. Oh,
shit. Potion of Restorative Light. You can cast Lesser Restoration without expending a spell slot.
Ooh,
that's actually a pretty good one. What's how much is that one?
150.
Mm. I'm happy with my beard one.
And then I have a Potion of Revitalizing Touch. This one's a little expensive. It's 300 gold pieces. For the next minute, each creature you touch regains 1d4 hit points.
Hey.
This does not expend your action or spells. So basically, like,
you could use it any time. Well, I guess they'd
have a potion, and then they have to touch you for
Well, yeah, but I mean, like, it doesn't expel.
For a minute.
Yeah, okay.
So for a minute, I can touch whatever I want.
Yeah, it's essentially a 10d4.
Nice.
Hmm. All right. What about, you got potions of healing?
Yeah, I got very good potions.
Yeah. Well, how much are they?
The normal amount.
Market value.
I don't like market value.
I fucking hate seeing that on.
Yeah, a regular potion of healing is 50.
On a menu, greater you're like, what the fuck does that mean?
Well, what is the market?
We should probably,
whatever we say it, we decide when we give you your check.
Depends on how big a dick you are.
We should dip into our money here and each buy at least one potion of healing. So okay. Four.
Oh, but when I said that are outside, that was stupid.
I was joking, you.
How much are they?
50 gold pieces.
50?
We no, 100. Probably... 100. I was going to buy the superiors.
Oh,
they're more than that.
Oh well, then
they're 150.
Greater. Okay.
So 600 gold pieces.
600.
Oh,
yeah.
Jesus Christ!
We each get one.
Masturbating hard after this.
Oh my God! Please don't.
I mean, you could use like most of what we found.
Maybe
in that
I'll
house.
Use sticky hands potion.
make your own.
Or pull your dick off.
No, he's going to make the sticky.
What do you think of me?
It's not really a potion. It's just like cum.
Oh my God.
I see you already have some with those eggs.
Why does it make your hand sticky when you drink it?
Did you add it?
What?
You got a
potion of greater healing.
Such oh, greater shit.
Disgusting
you say greater or superior?
Greater.
What?
Oh, hold on.
Trying to make sure you got your potion. I mean,
now I understand.
Because I'm a wolf.
Okay, so now we have.
I have a hunting trap that's 500 gold.
All right.
You have a hunting trap that's 500 gold?
No.
You guys want any of the other potions? I'll give you a discount on some of them.
Like?
You can have the potion of glittering sparkles for 100 gold pieces instead of two.
No.
Guess you guys aren't in much fights then.
We're in a lot of fights. But we don't. We don't.
No gay shit.
We don't want to be strippers.
You could have the Potion of Restorative Life for 100 gold pieces.
What's that?
That's the Lesser Restoration spell.
I mean, that might be very good.
Yeah, I'll take that.
Alright. There you go. See, look, you got a discount.
Thank you. Was it really a discount though?
Yeah, what?
Have you tried these out? Do these actually work?
Yeah. Oh, I have a reputation to maintain.
Yeah. All right, so Tomlin's going to carry that one.
Don't give them to women, though. They're not allowed to use my potions.
Okay. So you're kind of like an incel, right?
I don't know what that means.
I don't want to go on your website.
Here's a pamphlet.
Oh, my God.
Vote Trump.
Jesus Christ. We gotta get out of here, guys.
I hate this place.
Okay.
Oh, Silver Surfer. Surfer is gonna be.
Silver Surfer.
Booga booga jabooga. Is gonna be female.
What?
Yeah. God
damn it.
It's that time of the
month.
Yeah, time of the month.
Why?
Once a month, she's Red Surfer.
Crimson Surfer.
Silver Surfer riding her crimson tide.
She's silver and she's wearing red pants.
You okay?
Fine.
Hey guys, if a woman is wearing white pants, what does that mean?
That she's not on her period?
Oh.
Yay!
Ha! You dumb bastard.
I don't know what you're going for.
Did you notice I got halfway through the word?
This is what I was talking about.
I need a shot of something.
But then also, like, right? It does that, and then if you screw in the silencer.
Nice.
That's pretty good.
And laser sight.
Nice.
Wow. This was like $6 and this was like 10.
Huh. Hey, if a woman is wearing white pants, what does that mean?
She's a whore.
Okay, and what? Just, she sleeps around, she's a slut?
Probably, yeah. She doesn't mind that people see her period.
Oh my god. Bruce, what do you got?
I don't know.
What are you going
for? I thought it was, right, that she's not on her period. That was my understanding.
Well, I mean, usually, yeah, if she's responsible.
But apparently, what it really means is that she likes anal, which I...
Really?
I thought that was chokers.
I don't think that's true. I don't think...
I looked it up on the dictionary.
He just assumes he's been raping.
Yeah, but I don't think girls are going around the dictionary.
You're wearing
going,
white pants, damn it!
I think I'm going to wear my white pants today because I want to get it in the butt.
Yeah, I don't know. I thought it was that they're not on their period, but...
This is why we need Dixie here.
Yeah, I don't think Dixie would agree with that.
My buddy and his wife texted me and my wife out of nowhere. He goes, "What do white pants mean?" And I was like, "That she's not on her period." And,
yeah, that's what I thought.
And I went and looked it up, and like, no, apparently it's that she likes anal. And I was like, "Why do they wear chokers?"
Does your wife have white pants?
Does she have them?
Yeah. Because
I don't know. I don't think so.
Okay. There you go. So you're not getting.
She's got brown.
Am I taking a shot?
Yeah, get him a shot.
I need a shot.
Oh, he said somebody's name?
Yeah, I said Bruce's.
Oh, man.
It's all right. It's 10:30.
Not bad.
Yeah.
It's all right for shots.
It's all right. It wasn't me.
It wasn't you. Good for you, man. But it had the seal has been broken, so you will be taking a shot.
No, I won't.
Yeah. It's in your head now.
You're easily the worst at it.
I'm making a concerted effort not to do it today.
In your head. And so forth.
It's a great song.
Thank you.
What's that awful rum? Is that good rum?
This? Meyer's Dark? I don't know. Jamaican rum?
I do not like rum.
Oh, ooh, that's
what we're going for.
This rum is Jamaican meat racist.
They hate that joke in Jamaica.
By the way, Ray and Nephew is Jamaican rum.
Yes.
I'm just kidding. It's just eggnog that makes me racist.
It does. That's but you really make very racist eggnog.
Even while it sits there in the bowl, it's like, I hate everyone.
There you go.
Putting chips
in this one. On the table.
Goodness, that's
a big shot.
It's a good shot.
Here he goes. It's just
got this,
it's not so bad.
I hate it. You feel like you're right by the beach, man.
You can't do that.
What? I can't do that.
No, it's very, very racist, apparently.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome, sir. And you love Miami, apparently.
Is that beer?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
All right, you guys, you get heading over to Red Horn Inn?
Getting a good night's sleep. Getting some food.
At the, as you enter the Red Horn Inn, you see, you know, if you remember, it's kind of like an Applebee's, right?
Uh-huh.
So there's like a couple of families there. And there's like a, one of the gnomes is there, like, strumming his guitar, singing for everybody.
What the fuck is up, Denny's? Hope you guys like Black Sabbath. Did you ever see that video?
No.
There's like this like screamo band playing in a Denny's.
No.
Yeah, and the singer's just like, "What the fuck is up, Denny's?"
I've seen the one where Denny goes, "I think I ordered the wrong DJ for the work party." And it's two dudes, and they're just like, "Beep beep 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 beep." The whole, they're just
like obnoxious.
Let me see if I could.
Ooh.
Jesus Christ. You need to be banned from AI.
I'll put the whole thing at the end of this episode.
Who's using the AI? Mostly the racists.
Mostly.
So this is what you have to listen to while you're...
The whole time.
Yeah. They paid him.
Yeah.
Right, he's gotta do it.
He's got a 2-hour set.
Shut the fuck up.
Like, there's a hostess comes up and she's like, "Please...
I'll actually leave a place if they have live music."
Look, I'm really? Yeah. I'll send gulp after you.
It depends on the music.
Oh my god.
Just like a...
It doesn't matter. It's never played at like an okay level.
Oh, that's
it's
true.
Always
it's always
loud
too loud.
As
yeah, it's always too loud.
That usually is the case.
And it's like, you're paid to be background. Not to be just fucking...
A little lower.
A little lower.
Right, we'll sit in the corner. Jesus Christ.
Thank you.
I want to be on the opposite side from that man with the guitar.
Helm Christ.
How long does he play?
Helm H. Christ.
Jesus, he's here for another Christ. Hour.
Okay, good. So he won't be here when we're trying
well,
to
Well, then sleep. He has an interview.
No, he's sleeping.
You suck! I throw a horn at him.
This is it's a new thing. All the red horn ends are doing the live music Tuesday.
Yeah.
Live music.
Half price apps.
Get people in.
Oh my god, it is an Applebee's.
We have karaoke tomorrow.
Guys, why don't we just go across the street to Benigan again?
Anyway, you guys Mug Club members?
Yes,
one of us.
I actually did buy a
Mug Club. Hold on, I'm a wolf. I shit it out.
Oh my god.
I pick it up with my paw and hand it to
you. She's like, no animals are allowed in this.
Why are you still a wolf?
Because I don't want to waste my beast shape.
You already did. You're a wolf. You don't have to be
I'm
now.
A wolf.
We can't serve you.
What if we start another fight? Then I'm already a wolf.
You have to keep the dog outside.
Alright, we tie him to a lamppost.
Okay.
Then I shoot him so he changes back.
I just sit down.
Just waiting
patiently. We'll bring you out some beer.
Thank you.
Anyway.
You talk, you're a wolf.
Are you got any of you want to join the Mug Club?
I actually, Nash did already buy a membership to the Mug Club.
When?
Last time we were at the Red Horn Inn. We were there because I heard it when we were. I was listening to the stuff coming over.
The problem is that we go to this in every campaign.
Wait, have you been to the Red Horn Inn already?
Yeah, we were here already.
No, this is the only Red Horn Inn on.
I think.
Are you
we
thinking
stopped,
of a different campaign?
No. We stopped here first, and then we went and did all the other.
There's
stuff.
No way you stopped here first.
All right, well then I don't know.
Because I didn't play the music.
I'll fucking buy.
Lies.
I thought I did. I'm sorry.
I didn't show you the cool mug they have.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah, you like it? This is their mug.
I like that it somehow stands up.
Yeah.
It doesn't. They had to put it up and then they take a quick pick and it falls over.
But that's the normal one you get. If you're in the club, you get
one.
No,
this is the club one.
I thought
the one that you buy, you can put down.
Yeah.
That's the whole driver.
That was the whole driver for getting it. Like, you have to be able to put it down.
Oh, that's right. I do
remember
this.
You're fucking up their marketing.
I do remember this, yeah. It was like, I don't want to hold this the whole time.
Yeah. Well, join our mug club.
That's right.
It comes with a little stand.
Where they fucking get you.
It's not actually part of the mug. It's a stand.
Is this like a little tripod?
Yeah.
Oh, they just give you a stand to put the mug in. Jesus fucking Christ.
They're not spending money to make two different kinds of mugs.
It's fair.
This
place
is fair.
It's smart business.
I guess that makes sense.
I do respect that.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, so...
Anyway, it's
there's a sign on the door that says, can't bring your own holders.
It's 20 silver to become a Mug Club member.
Fine.
Black entrance round back.
But it comes with a full tankard of ale. So, you know, you get a free beer with it.
Oh, wow. For 20 silver? That seems fair.
And you get 25% discount on appetizers.
Ooh.
When you order it.
Oh, I got it.
Yeah.
It's got to be...
Okay, I'm going to put...
Did anybody take the pass that I pooped out?
No,
are
no,
you not? Are you seriously just sitting outside?
I'm just sitting outside, lashed up to a...
Tied to a pole.
Just in case there's a battle, I don't want to waste the shapeshift.
But there's no battle. Well, where are we going to battle? It's nighttime and we're going to bed.
I don't know.
Okay, fine. Stay out the fucking side. You're not going to get a good rest.
Anyway,
some surly patron comes out.
What do you guys want? You want me to put in some sprocket sliders for you?
Some what?
Sprocket and cheese.
Do you want to touch my monkey?
Flatbread.
So they have like, when you have Red Horn Inns, depending on where they are, they have their own specials.
Yeah. See?
Participation may vary.
Exactly. Right? You could tell, right? Like the Red Horn Inn sign that you left, it's all like geared up because it's...
Yes. It's like
I made a reservation, but it was at the wrong location.
Let me see.
There aren't that many of them.
Oh, okay.
Anyway.
I can stay.
Although there might be, apparently there's one that might open up in Gala.
Oh!
City.
Oh, I hear, that's nice. They're just dealing with the permits now.
Yeah.
I can stay in B-Shape for 2 hours. So.
Oh, you probably would be finishing up.
Yeah, you're
you went to the post.
Now he's just
the
naked guy
just
tied
a
man
to a pole. Just like around my neck.
Oh, it is progressive.
He chose that.
Someone's like, oh my god, let me untie you. You're like, no.
I like it.
Tighter. Please, no. Tighter.
Yeah.
So,
I'm just leaning forward. Like Robin Williams.
So, what?
The gears and cheese are fun. They're shaped like little gears you can put together.
Cute. Mm-hmm.
Can you put them together?
I mean, you know.
Within reason.
They're not going to hold integrity for long.
They're not going to
I can't even make a bridge.
I don't know. Whatever. How much for appetizers for the table?
It'll be like 20 silver, but then you get your discount, so 15 silver.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Do you come walking back in?
Has it been 2 hours?
Yeah.
Tomlin will.
Yeah,
the service is really slow.
I come back. I say nothing. I just sit down.
You're a weird motherfucker.
You want a beer?
Yeah.
Okay. With your stinky pass.
With my pass.
Oh, I already remember.
Oh yeah. My God! What did you do to this? I don't want this.
I'm a member.
You don't have to give it to me.
Can you please wash that?
Oh my God! It's not even laminated.
I should protect it somehow.
Man, I went way too far into this, the menu they have.
You made the whole menu?
Since you're Mug Club members, there's a special shot of the Mug Shot Bites. They're small, crispy bread rounds brushed with an ill-infused garlic butter.
That sounds pretty good.
Did you have an AI generate this menu?
A little bit, yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
That's better than you sitting down.
That actually sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
I know,
each bite is stamped with the Red Horn Inn's iconic logo.
Goodness. Okay, what else you got? I want to hear all the specials.
We got boiler bites, steamed dumpling stuffed with mincemeat, mushrooms, and tinker tuber mash served in a light herb broth.
Oh, tinker tuber is tight.
I don't want tinker tubers.
Each dumpling is shaped like a tiny boiler, complete with steam vents etched into the dough.
Jesus Christ, how long is this? What kind of freak chef you got back there?
It's a gnome. You know how gnomes are.
Very detail oriented.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah. Yeah. But, you know, you can't make.
Do you have stew? I just want stew.
Hey,
who's he?
All right, so you guys sit down and
yeah.
Why is this a note to self? What does that mean?
It means it's a note to yourself.
As you're waiting for the.
Is this a new artist?
Nothing. No.
Oh, sounds a little different.
No one's dancing.
No. Of course not.
He's really into it too.
You see, like, kids being annoying in the back. Yeah.
So it is like an Applebee's.
Literally, no one is paying attention to
him. Yeah. It's just background noise. But he thinks he's a superstar now.
So then there's all the fucking stuff up on the walls, like
road signs and fucking. Just, yeah.
Welcome to Baldur's Gate. Yeah. Nash is like, yeah, I kind of like this place.
I mean, the food's fine.
I like the music.
Do you drink your beard potion?
Does it stay?
Is
it's only for 24 hours.
Oh. No, I'm going to save it. I might need it.
For what?
Beard day.
Or removed by magic. So it's there. Like, you can't, like,
you shave it, it grows right back.
Shut up. That's cool. Amazing.
That is pretty cool.
Yeah.
You have infinite hair for 24 hours. I don't know what you would do with it.
Oh my God, we can make like a hair pony.
Just lots of hair.
You know when you were young and you made hair ponies?
What?
No. What the fuck are you talking about?
You may have had a weird childhood.
Hair pony sounds sexual.
What the fuck is a hair pony?
Yeah, you remember that?
Stop saying no, remember. No, say something that invested in
it. No, you need to rewind.
There's one pitch medium. Or
no, yeah,
oh, no, he's trying to change the subject.
You have to shave your dad's back.
I just made something up. I don't know what a hair pony is. Mm-hmm. It sounded weird.
Sure did.
I don't like it.
I didn't know we were going to latch onto this.
His inner child's like, ah!
You know, I used to make hair ponies.
No, guys, I was totally kidding.
I didn't really have
it up.
Now I wish I had like a hair pony. Hey,
you know, like,
you know, your hair pony.
You guys remember hair pony?
You know what? We're actually getting canceled today.
Yeah, you know, I can't handle this anymore.
Your mommy would get a haircut, bring your hair home, you make hair ponies all day. You know,
the one pitch me where he's like, you know, we gotta like. Brush your mother's hair.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I think you've had a weird childhood.
All right. So you guys eat your dinner.
Go to bed.
Okay.
I take a giant, massive shit.
You can't just go to bed. You have to pay for the...
Now, how much is the room?
Well, how many rooms do you want?
I don't want to sleep with these fuckers, so I'll have my own room.
Do you want... Okay, we have... We got like the normal room, and then we got the special.
I just want
we have a couple special rooms that are gold.
I want a normal room.
Gold rooms?
It's a gold piece this day.
They're special rooms.
I'll take one of the special
rooms. Yeah, it's got a cool.
Yeah, I'm totally.
It's not real.
I'll just share a room with
dragon
him.
Skull.
Oh,
you nice. Know?
Oh yeah, definitely. Like, I'm staying there for sure.
Yeah.
Okay. No, I just want a regular room. How much is that?
They're 5 silver.
Peasant.
It's fine.
I like opulence.
I'm just gonna share a room with him.
No, you're not.
Get your own fucking order.
Wait, is that what if I just transform right? into a cat and sleep on the foot of your bed?
I'm just gonna pay you for out of
that's okay.
Little does he know, it only lasts 2 hours. Then I just
oh, he's naked.
I transform with my clothes.
So yeah, we just got two normal.
Not this time. You went naked and then you transform. So
I chose this.
What are you?
I smash it with my warhammer.
What are you doing?
Yeah, you. I have a room. Tom has a room.
Yeah, he just said I could sleep in his room as a cat.
I regret this decision.
What? But
I changed my mind. Get your room.
No.
Oh my god.
You already agreed.
Yeah, but you're gonna be a cat, and then you're gonna wake up to a naked elf on the floor.
He's no longer allowed in my room. I lock him out.
Wait, is the
okay,
cat...
Okay, you gotta lock me out tomorrow, because you already agreed
Is the cat sleeping on the bed, like...
The foot of the bed.
Yeah. Oh, that's gonna be a horrible way to wake up.
I think this through.
That is not gonna work.
I mean,
out
it's a bigger bed.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like the standard beds.
It's not a twin.
Yeah, okay.
Nash doesn't need a big bed.
He's tiny.
In the corner is a little, like a little tub that stays heated and a heart-shaped.
Oh.
I bet Nash goes to get into his bed and he misses.
So.
Because you're a piece of shit.
Oh my god.
Okay.
I hate Nash so much.
Why?
He shot me!
He didn't do it on purpose.
No, he did. He 100% shot me on purpose.
It was hours ago.
Yeah. Oh yeah, but that's because you were being a
what
dick.
What are you, a woman?
Yeah, stop.
I was not being a dick. I said, don't light the place on fire and you shot me.
It was probably an accident.
You were trying to tell him what to do.
Don't tell me what to do.
I'm sorry for
I mean, he's a man with a gun.
Liberties.
He's allowed to do whatever he wants.
That's yeah. Right.
That's really America.
Right. That's right.
At the Red Horn Inn, we raise our glass to heroes brave with hearts of brass. With ale so fine, it'll knock you flat. A toast to times we'll never get back. In the corner there sits a grizzled dwarf. His tales of dragons echo through the hearth. He laughs so loud you'll feel his cheer at the inn where strangers hold you dear. Oh, the Red Horn Inn, where the stories spin, where laughter roars and adventures begin. Raise your tankard high, let the night roll into the clinks and clatters of the Red Horn Inn. There's an elven bard with a lute in hand, sings of magic lands and timeless sand. With every note the room enchants, everyone in the inn starts to dance. A rogue with a wink and a mischievous smile deals cards and drinks in sneaky style. Fortune or folly, it's just a game. At the Red Horn Inn, no one's to blame. Oh, the Red Horn Inn, where the stories spin, where laughter roars and adventures begin. Raise your tankard high, let the night roll into the clinks and clatters of the Red Horn Inn. And adventures begin. Raise your tankard high, let the night roll into the clinks and clatters of the Red Horn Inn.